105.9 WCKG, Chicago's free FM.
Because everything is all futzed here.
Yes, it is.
Everything's crazy. We were down to 30 seconds, and we're still going. I have to turn this off. I can't think about it. The web is finally, the web has gotten good enough that it's actually impeded our work environment. this is Ben Gillette. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm sitting here with Michael Goudeau, and we're talking to many parts of the United States of America, on a rainy and a beautifully rainy day here in Las Vegas. We're on 866-313-FREE, 3733, 866-313-FREE, if you want to call in. PennRadio@gmail.com, P-E-N-N-R-A-D-I-O at gmail.com. And this show is going to be a real high water mark,
an eye opener.
Now we do know. Well, good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Teller.
We do know that some of you listen to the radio show near a computer, and some of you even listen to it on a computer. If that's the case, you have a treat. This is the finest show of your life. Now, if you're hooked in to the internet, I happen to believe, and I've been saying this for 15 years, that the web, the World Wide Web, is the biggest breakthrough in humanity since the Gutenberg Press. And from the Gutenberg Press, you got the United States of America. Essentially,
right,
the United States of America is accepting the free press. I believe that's the most important part of our country. That's the most important part of freedom, is as much speech as possible. Everybody else was afraid of the Gutenberg Press, afraid of regular people being able to read and write anything they wanted and get it out to a bunch of people. And the United States was the first country that went, woohoo! Anything you
Gutenberg,
want, just go, and
go baby,
go. And the Gutenberg Bible was the first thing printed on the Gutenberg. Although, sure, there was probably some things they just
some tests
they did. But
Gutenberg early Bible, Gutenberg porn.
No. The second thing that was what I was getting at. The mm-hmm. second thing on the Gutenberg Press was porn.
Really?
They did erotic literature, and I you always have. You cannot have a technology that does not. That really thrives without some sort of sex. And there's this thing, there's this article, this crazy article today from the Peninsula, the Daily Peninsula or something, one of those things on the line, that talks about Pakistan is petitioning the UN. Did you see this?
Good. Yes, I did.
Petitioning the UN, Pakistan, is to make blasphemy illegal on the World Wide Web.
Internationally recognized criminal offense. Wow.
Internationally recognized criminal offense. No place on the planet Earth that you'd be able to put up yeah. those cartoons of Allah. And also, you know, the cartoon of Allah is not responsible for near as many cartoon deaths as Wile E. Coyote.
Really? You think a lot of people are trying Rocket's Gates?
Well, the Mythbusters. Didn't the Mythbusters do
I think
Rocket's?
They did Rocket's Gates, yes.
I think they covered all that.
I think they also covered throwing a coyote off a cliff.
I don't like the fact that they can even report on this, that the United Nations even listened to them.
Right.
About there being
They didn't laugh them
sort.
Out of the room.
Laugh them out of the room. Because the end of fanatical religion crazies is the web. You get the
sure.
internet all over. Now that they've got in Iraq, they've got all these internet cafes,
sure,
and you can go on and look at porn and look at anything you want, and that will break it down, just like the whole gypsy culture was destroyed in the U.S. by malls and cartoons and stuff. The culture is so powerful. And I also want to say, like I always say, when I say gypsy, I'm not talking about the people of a certain heritage. It's not a racist term. Gypsies are part of the cult that believes that it's okay for them to steal, because the big King Gypsy way back did a gypsy switch and gave fewer nails to the Roman soldiers to tack up Jesus. And that is what they believe, and you think I made it up, but I didn't. Check it out. The story of gypsyism is mm-hmm. that an angel appeared to the first gypsy in ancient times.
Proto-gypsy.
And said to him that the nails he
Homo
was making.
Gypsius.
I guess you meant Homo gypsius. You meant you made each nail at that
yes,
time.
Yes, you had to make them by hand.
Yeah. And that he went and said, they're gonna ask you for four spikes, one for each hand, one for the feet, and one to go through the heart. And this is for my son, so only give him three. And he wrapped him up in a towel and did a gypsy switch, which is a sleight of hand magic move, and sent him away with three so that Christ was able to suffer for a really long time on the cross instead of dying for our sins quickly.
Dad couldn't have said, hey, here's feathers. I guess not.
Here's where it gets a little sketchy, okay. My theology. I don't know why Jesus dying on the cross eliminates our sins. But in Christianity, it does. So we're okay. But the gypsies, then, their reward, what God gave them as a reward for doing this, was that he and all his progeny, for all time, forever, would be able to steal anything they wanted all the time. And that they believe. They believe that as strongly as the
after the flood, we got a rainbow. And the gypsies got the permission to steal. Okay.
Yeah, they got the permission to steal. And I think that whole idea that you could steal from anybody and that you worked in your own cult was destroyed by just mass media, just the fact that, and once the internet gets all over, as a matter of fact, if you want to see the death of Islam, the death of all fundamentalist religions, if you're near a computer right now, it's very clear, you just go to www.shockabsorber.co.uk. Shockabsorber.co.uk.
And you think this is the end of
I think this is the end of all nut extremism.
Tell everyone what it is?
Not just religious extremism, but all nut extremism. I don't think that you can be a dangerous extremist once you've seen this website. I think that the most important thing to do is to get this website up everywhere. What this website is, there are no human models. Let me just say this. This is just pixels moving, no photographs, no nothing. What this is it's a sports bra, which I guess is called Shock Absorber. And after you get through the flash thing, which you have to go through because it's loading something during that, it then allows you to, I'm going to hit start over now. It gives you a choice. You can choose the cup size. It says choose your cup size. I think they mean this, ostensibly, this is for people who have breasts to be able to choose. So it says your cup size. I choose to put at the end of that sentence, of choice. Please choose your cup size of choice.
Your implication is that they're not selling anything.
There's selling sports bras.
Okay.
Ostensibly, but that's not the what we're getting is the secondary effect, the non-planned effect, which is world peace. They're trying to sell sports bras. They're actually going to bring us world peace. Your choices are A, B, C, D, double D, E, and F, and double F and G. Now, when I had a choice, I of course went immediately to double F and G. Although I will tell you, the A is just as entertaining. You click that. And then it says, what level of activity would you... I mean, this is so perfectly free FM. We're going for world peace, we're going for the death of all terrorism, and we're doing it through a bra. Your level of activity, you have light, which would be like yoga or weight training. You have medium, which is cycling, snow sports. You have high, which is step and basketball. And you have extreme, which is running and horse riding. Horse riding?
Horseback.
Yeah, but they say horse riding. Okay. And then it takes a moment. This is how long it takes. We have a T1 here. And then you see three views of just breasts. One is naked, topless. One is with a normal bra, and one is with a shock absorber. And this is the most beautiful waveforms on the face of the earth. It is just so beautiful. It's so peaceful. It's physics. And I'm going to tell you, you can also click and switch view and see the whole thing from the side,
right?
Which is wonderful. And then if you're Godot... Godot liked the wireframe. You can also see wireframe.
You can also click and see that it is not real people, it's animation.
Right, no breasts were bounced during the
not
making of this. And it looks also like they make a fine product, a sports bra. But this is what I'm talking about the web, is that the web was put together for physicists to be able to share information. So they wouldn't. I have to actually turn this off because it's so distracting that I can't speak. So if you are doing this, I have this vision now that people are all at work, you know, and one person's listening to the show kind of quietly on headphones, and they go into this and click it on and then go, hey, everybody, come over here. And everybody gathers around the computer, male, female, black, white, Hindu, Muslim, Jew, Christian, atheist, all gather around the light of the screen.
As though it were a fireplace.
As over a fireplace and watch. And then, you know, one of them go, no, try the double D. And they just go, that was my little peaceful
thing. That was really nice.
Yeah, very nice. And they all watch that, and it's all this beauty, and all goes like that, and it's wonderful. And then, after you've watched this for a while, call us, 866-313-FREE, F-R-E-E.
Well, I think we get the people in New York to put the screen up for us to take calls, really. They're doing their impersonal IMs or something, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you want to read them?
We can't see the calls.
We can read them on.
We can read them online, yeah. Yeah, New York, hey, listen, let us see what calls we've got, okay, because this is important. We're talking world peace here, okay? Now, I'm afraid we're also going to crash their server. We're going to crash their server with people going.
So.
if it does crash, just go back another time. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. It just shows the real purpose of technology. It's Mardi Gras, isn't it today?
Yes, today is Mardi Gras. Big day in New Orleans today.
Big day in New Orleans, and a big article on Fats Domino.
Beignets.
Fats Domino. All I liked about New Orleans when I was down there, I didn't like much because I don't drink, you know.
Right. Yeah,
and,
I don't drink.
But I liked the one woman from one strip club.
Right. Okay.
That I had a lot of fun.
That's
with.
Enough.
And beignets.
Beignets.
At Café Du Monde.
Café Du Monde, yeah.
A café au lait, and I remember like 4 in the morning with a stripper friend of mine.
See,
having those.
That is what Café Du Monde was built for, right? That was the experience. You
I don't know
there.
Why they don't have them everywhere.
It's magic.
But now, you know, it's Mardi Gras, which is the one thing. You know, my wife was raised with 3 rules in her family. She had 3 rules growing up, and that was it. 1, she couldn't go to Mardi Gras. 2, she couldn't eat sour apple Jolly Ranchers in front of her mother. And 3, she couldn't drive in the snow. Those are the only 3 rules she had. And she turned out perfect, and today is her birthday. Today is my
today is
my,
her birthday.
She should be birthday.
She should be there in New Orleans celebrating.
No, she's not allowed. That's the 3 rules she had. You know, most kids have like
she
a thousand.
She should go tomorrow.
She can follow those 2 rules. No, it would still be the Mardi Gras
celebration. No, tomorrow is not a celebration.
Tomorrow is
Ash Wednesday.
Chiquita Banana Wednesday.
Chiquita Banana Wednesday, is that?
When I was in high school, I was pretty much fully formed in high school.
By high school, you were already there.
I was already there.
You were already the...
And I came from a town that had a lot of Catholics.
Right.
So on Ash Wednesday, we'd be lousy with dirty forehead guys.
Okay.
So one year, I think it was my junior year of high school, I came in with a Chiquita banana sticker on my forehead, right where they had... I had a banana that morning with my cereal, and I put a Chiquita banana sticker right on the middle of my forehead. And I went into school, and of course the some of the Catholic kids got downright testy. They got angry, and like me, like it's me, like there's 300 of them with dirt on their foreheads. Does one of them get sent to the principal? No, but Penn with his harmless little Chiquita banana, you know.
Right.
I get taken down to the principal. Then the principal says to me,
"What again?"
Says to me, "Take the sticker off your forehead." And I said, "I'm sorry, sir. I can't. It's part of my religion." And he said, "You're going to take that off, or you're going to be thrown out of school." And I said, "I can't take this off. It's part of my religion. I believe in the Chiquita banana. So it's Chiquita Banana Wednesday, so I wear the Chiquita banana sticker." And sure enough, there I was home that afternoon,
celebrating. You weren't at high school. You had a banana. Banana sticker on your forehead. You know, maybe we should encourage this.
That's the amazing
thing. Maybe tomorrow should be Chiquita Banana.
That's the amazing thing about adults. They punish you by giving you what you want. Okay, Gillette, you hate school. Get out of here.
Go home.
And the one thing I hope to teach Moxie is when someone punishes you by giving you what you want.
Yes.
Just be gracious and
please
accept.
Please don't throw me in the briar patch.
Exactly. Please don't send me home for Chiquita. So I have this vision of like the anti-New Orleans.
Right.
You know, where you go there and everybody is stone cold sober
right.
with Chiquita banana stickers.
It's not humid at all. There's no mosquitoes.
Well, you're from around there.
I am.
You're a swamp.
I'm a Louisiana boy, yeah.
And did you like have you ever been down there for Mardi Gras?
I've been there for Mardi Gras, yeah.
Did you like it?
It's not, no, I don't drink, so it's not... exactly the party I was looking for.
I would like to see if anybody, 866-313-FREE, 866-313-FREE, that's 3733. Anyone who could call us up and tell us that they'd been to Mardi Gras sober, I would love to hear about that. I would love to find out if there's been one human being that's been to Mardi Gras sober and what their reaction was.
You know,
when you were a kid.
I mean, I haven't been as an adult, and I would still have gone sober. Were I sober?
Sure. But
were
I mean,
there?
Yeah.
Not sober. I mean, I've been there for the pre-parades. You know what I mean? I worked a convention in New Orleans recently, you know, a week before Mardi Gras when the parades begin.
Yeah.
So, you know,
but since the flood, is it terrible down there?
I mean, I haven't been.
It must be awful. It's horrible. I mean, the people that I know, that were in, we did this big benefit, you know, at Harrah's here at the Rio, because there's a Harrah's casino down there. It was destroyed, and all the people that worked there had lost their jobs. We did a benefit with all the entertainers in town, mostly the Harrah's ones. You know, Matt King and Clint Holmes and all those guys.
Everybody
but
me.
We were there. Everybody but you. And we did a show and gave some money and stuff. And they showed slides and stuff. And the big cheese at the Rio had been down there. And it was really, really upsetting. And my friend Lawrence O'Donnell, we had on the show, Lawrence O'Donnell Jr., was down there and just called me up from New Orleans and said, no matter how much news you've watched, and how many blogs you've read, it's a thousand times worse.
Really?
It's just terrible.
Yeah,
so
my sister works for the Red Cross. She's down there now. So she's working.
And terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Driving ambulance.
Well, so, I mean, I'm not making light of their plight. It's a horrible thing, and I have no jokes about that. Actually, I have two jokes about that, but I'm going to do neither of them.
Okay, well, thank you.
Isn't that good? And, but I will say that when it was operating at full speed, it wasn't the kind of place.
You know, it's a good place to go to eat.
It's the only place, I think, in that Courtney Love can show up. You know, Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras, Courtney Love can show up and doesn't get noticed at all.
That's right. Fits right in.
She just goes right by there.
One
That's
day
a
year.
Very good
Courtney
day
Love
for
seems
Courtney
perfectly
Love.
Normal.
And boy, would she have a lot of beads around her neck.
You think?
You know, at the Rio, at our hotel, they give away Mardi Gras beads.
Mardi Gras beads.
And every time I see Mardi Gras beads in a really attractive woman, I think, well, did she get those in the traditional way?
Right, well, you would hope.
And I sometimes ask that question when they come by me, and they always say no. I wish the Rio had one area where you could get Mardi Gras beads in the traditional way, because I would be over there. And I hope you're all enjoying right now the bra site, because that's the best
ties right into Mardi Gras, doesn't it?
That's the best that Free FM is going
we're
to
still
ever
on
offer
one topic
you. One
we're
topic.
Doing great
we're
today.
Doing a great job, Jack. It's one topic we've been sticking. That's all you need. You get sports bras, we're there for the whole time. I don't know if that's the brand of sports bra that my wife wears, because you know she's pregnant.
Sure.
So I think she's off the charts.
She's bedridden though.
And, well, that's she's on the furthest on one side, then the furthest on the other.
Okay.
So it's like triple G and then bed rest. Those are the two you put together, and there's just this little. There's
the
just
animation's
this little
not
shimmer.
So good.
I took Moxie out the other day.
Yeah.
We went out yesterday. Yeah, because we hadn't just father daughter. Nobody else. Nothing else.
Party day
for the whole afternoon. Just the two of us.
Hadn't done that since the
fries
incident.
When we were attacked. For me wearing the No God sweatshirt, my daughter and I were attacked. We went out, and it was wonderful because I wanted to get Cookie Puss for my wife, because it's her birthday today. So we went to a Carvel's to get Cookie Puss. And I was very upset because the people at the Carvel's didn't even know that was the first Beastie Boys track. It was Cookie Puss. And the nice thing was I bought a little cone, and I said, I'll give my, you know, she's 9 months old. I'll give her a little taste.
A little cone, sure.
And she went crazy for the ice cream.
She's so then been I had squished peas up until now.
I had Cookie Puss under my arm, you know, this ice cream cake.
Okay, you better
I had my nine-month-old daughter in my arm. And I had napkins in my hand and a sweater over my shoulder that she was wearing, and I had a cone in my hand. And Moxie was really interested in the cone.
Sure.
It's the most pathetic thing. I guess I should be arrested for this. I dropped the sweater.
Yeah.
The sweater falls. So now I have to bend over and pick up the sweater, holding Cookie Puss under my arm, holding Moxie in one arm. See, all these are brand names. Cookie Puss under one arm. That could be reversed, couldn't it? Moxie could be a six-pack of Moxie, and my daughter could
Cookie
be called
Puss,
Cookie
yeah.
Puss. But
okay.
she's called Moxie, and I'm holding this little cone that she's trying to lick.
Yes.
She's moving her head in towards it, and I lean over, because all my hands are full, having a terrible time. I lean over, I get the sweater just barely, drop it again, and get back up. And because of the topology of how I bent over, I have taken the ice cream cone and I have put it directly into my daughter's eye socket. So when she when I come up, she is there looking like Spuds the party dog, except the brown
reverse
thing around
Spuds.
Her eye.
Yeah, it's chocolate ice cream.
It's chocolate ice cream, and it is dripping.
Yeah,
and then
nice.
In the most pathetic thing you could ever see, she's going, and she's trying to lick the ice cream that's running from her eye socket down her face. She's trying to lick it, and the sweater's on the floor, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, it's a day out with Dad. We'll be back after this. I'm going to go to that power bra thing. What is that from the? I was talking about this UN thing.
The blasphemy law thing. Yeah, no Muslim can tolerate blasphemy against the Holy Prophet.
No Muslim can tolerate that. Yeah. So
what they do is they do this
argument under tolerance. Like you shouldn't be doing anything on the web that'll make anybody uncomfortable because we will not tolerate it. Yeah. No. Hey. Yeah, I was going to say something, but I just figured I'd get in more trouble. Okay, let's go right to Don Knotts. First it's Don Knotts, then it's Dennis Weaver. And
been a rough week.
We're very close to a conspiracy to kill off character actors typecast as lawmen. So I think Peter Falk better watch his back. Peter Falk could be going down next. Yeah. What is it? Dennis Weaver. Yeah, Dennis Weaver died. He's shocked there. But yeah, Don Knotts and Dennis Weaver have both died. Two people that I watched all the time on TV. So
yeah.
if you were a character actor and you played a lawman, watch out. Could be Peter. Peter Falk could be next. If you heard it here first, there's a 45-day delay in the Dubai ports world deal. It was initially set at 3 months, but shortened to allow for the ports opening in time for the International Terrorist Expo at the Javits Center in early April. That's going to be there, and that would have really hurt them if they didn't have the ports open. Another piece of news wasn't in the Times, but it was everywhere else. A Disney worker has claimed she was gang raped by co-workers at Orlando's Disney World. Police are looking for... so many jokes. They've opened a new ride at Disney.
Same joke, right?
Same joke. I just do the same joke over and over. These are the jokes you could do yourself. You don't need these. Want to take a phone call?
Well, yeah, just 1 second. It's also we should also mention it is Pancake Day.
Oh, yeah, it is Pancake Day. And if you go to...
IHOP until 2 p.m. Sorry, East Coast guys. You're listening in Vegas. Get in your car, man. Free short stack.
Free short stack at IHOP because it's national. You probably have to buy something else, though. Right?
I don't know that.
I don't know. But you're going to want bacon to go with that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Have some bacon. Let the world know you're not a fundamentalist.
Our crew just left. They just walked right out.
There's no board op. There's no producer.
There's nothing.
They're all gone. And did you read the article? It was probably nowhere but the New York Times. You know, the thing about the New York Times is it doesn't overlap with other news at all. But there's an article in that a French soup kitchen, okay,
I did see that,
is serving pork. Okay, and in France, that's considered racist. They're giving away food, but what it is it's pork
and
soup.
It contains pork, yeah.
So it contains pork. And everybody sits around, the homeless who come to the soup kitchen. What do they chant? There's a chant. There was a chant. You got the paper there?
I have the chant. Let's see. I can try. We are all pig eaters. We are all pig eaters.
We are all that's pig eaters. We are all pig eaters. See, this is the same kind of... Zeitgeist that you see with me having bacon and a Kiss Airlines.
That's right. There you go.
We'll do it the other way. Why don't we break their rules instead of commenting on them breaking ours? We got a few phone calls. Let's take them. Derek on line 5.
Let's talk to Derek.
Come on in, Derek. What's up, Derek?
Hey, not much. Went to the site, just like you said. Just so you know, as of 10 minutes ago, the server had not crashed.
All right.
It did load quickly for me. I'm not sure it's going to single-handedly bring about the demise of Islam. But
single-handedly is probably the operative phrase there, sir.
At the very least, what you've given is very, very lonely men who would lust after CGI anyway, something to enjoy outside of playing Tomb Raider with one hand.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it fabulous?
It was slightly disturbing. I mean, the CGI chick that I generated will probably be hindered by back problems. I went straight for D and straight for running.
Uh-huh.
And I did check out the wireframe, and my God.
It was impressive, wasn't it, Derek?
It was.
It's great.
You wouldn't think a series of line drawings would do that, but
now,
wow.
You sound like a geek. Are you a geek? You a computer guy?
No. I have friends, though, who are geeks, so I learned from them.
Okay,
so speaks geek.
So you look, because I'm wondering, I think if there's someone who's really hardcore geek, the wireframe may actually be hotter.
I'm a graphic artist for a living, so I work in wireframe sometimes, and so I heard the word wireframe, and I was like, I better check that out.
Now, what I'm wondering is if our society gets advanced enough, okay, first, you had to have an actual sex partner there that you could smell and taste and feel, and then we get into literature about that stuff, and then pictures, and now we've got pictures of things that don't exist, and now the wireframe works. Is it going to be a time in the future when we're really cerebral, we can get very turned on by just those waveforms, just the raw... code? I mean, wouldn't it be great to just open up the code for that page? Is there someone geeky? I mean, could Rob Pike look at the raw code for that page
and just go, hot.
Oh, you know, because
I can't believe there's a zero right there.
If you want to see,
Derek,
if you want to go back to Luddite early technology, I recommend there's a movie. Rich Nathanson, a good friend of mine, his favorite movie of all time is a movie called Private School for Girls,
okay.
And in it you see Betsy Russell, who I believe is on this particular chart around D or double D. Horseback riding. You get to see one of these in action, and they go to slow motion. And I will tell you, the verisimilitude of the wireframe is breathtaking. So if you want to go back a step, I mean, certainly, if you're really smart, go just to the code. And if you're not quite smart enough to dig the wireframe on this, like me, Private School for Girls. But, Derek, did it make your day?
We'll say yes.
Okay, good. That's all I want.
It's still early.
Sure.
Something better could happen.
That's true.
And we can hope, can't we?
Wait till we get to the parasite wasp coming up. Let's take another call. Thanks a lot, boss. Let's go to Marty on line six. Marty, you there?
I am.
Yeah, talk to me.
I went to Mardi Gras sober.
How was it?
It was like hell on earth.
It's a good caller day.
It was absolutely horrible. I mean, the things you see sober are just, I couldn't imagine anyone wanting to go there.
Well, how long ago was this?
This was 96.
96.
For the week preceding Mardi Gras, which is, you know, a party the whole time. And, I mean, it was just... You know, hey, I like breasts and everything, but, you know, I've never drank. And it was just horrible. It was the worst time I had in my life.
Really? And why'd you go?
Yeah, just for the experience of it.
Oh, you were the designated pilot to fly out? And you've been sober your whole life, sir?
I have. I've never drank.
So you're probably not a dope smoker either, right?
No. In fact, I'm very similar to you. I'm an atheist. I've never done drugs. I had, you know, no logical reason for me to be down there.
So while we're on the subject, did you ever see The Grateful Dead sober?
No, I did not.
Because, see, I made that mistake.
I've done that as well.
I went with my friend Jesse Dillon, Bob Dylan's son. He took me when Dylan was playing with The Dead, and we went to see... The Grateful Dead sober. And I thought, well, that's not going to be that bad. It'll be people in tie-dye looking like they need a sports bra. It'll be nice, you know. It'll be good.
A lot of spinning.
And the music can't be that bad, you know. And I went sober, and it really is bad. So if someone has seen The Grateful Dead sober and enjoyed them, glad to hear that. Thanks a lot, Marty. We've got Amy on line 10 and went to the Mardi Gras sober.
Hi.
Amy, you there?
I've been to New Orleans numerous times, always loved it, but always drinking. I found out I was pregnant, and we were meeting a bunch of friends, so I went anyway to Mardi Gras, and I liken it to, you know how you never want to be at a bar at closing time when the lights go up? That's about what it was like. I was like, ew, this place is filthy, it's disgusting, just awful.
How long ago was this?
About
3 years ago.
Yes, it was 3 years ago, because my daughter is like 2.5 now. And the only time I've also been to Vegas was about 2 months later, so I've also only seen Vegas sober, and that's not a whole lot of fun either.
Well, see, I've only seen Vegas sober. I mean, Michael Godeau has only seen Vegas sober. But you have to remember that Vegas, and this is also certainly true for New Orleans, but we're talking about the Vegas Strip, which is something you probably don't want to see sober, and also Mardi Gras in New Orleans. It's not like everybody in New Orleans is drunk all the time, although I have no evidence to contradict that. I'm just saying that purely on faith. Anything else there, Amy?
No, I just wouldn't want to do it again. Next time I will definitely be partaking.
Did you? So that was your solution. Your solution is not to not go to New Orleans or Mardi Gras, but the solution is to get faced. Is that right? Before you go?
Oh yeah, I'll go back.
It was
a scientific
test.
That's a different solution than I would have chosen. Did you go to the shock absorber site?
No.
You know, we have actually a Gmail saying, for the sake of world peace, please repeat the address.
Okay.
From Nick.
Exactly. I missed it.
It's the address is shockabsorber.co.uk because I've memorized it. So go there, Amy, and call in and tell us where you fit in on the wireframe, okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Amy. We're at 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. 866-313-FREE. We'll be back after this, the call. This is the best day for calls.
It is.
Turns out that breasts and getting drunk are all this show should be about. That's what he's been telling us. That the producer's going, duh.
We have Gmail from Bob the Skeptical Christian pointing out that you said, please choose your size of choice, and asking, are you turning into Paul McCartney?
No. When I said that, please choose your size of choice. How would I say, I guess...
pick the size you like. How about that?
Much better.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. I like Bob the Skeptical Christian. Somebody we have to address why he's Christian if he's skeptical, but we won't do that right now. I get some Gmails that you don't get. And this one wants to say, remember that Dennis Weaver was also in the movie Duel.
Yes.
Which was a cool movie. And this woman I know wants to know if bra cup sizes are universal fit. If they're the same in Japan as they are in England or in Australia.
Maybe someone can call in and answer that
for
maybe us.
Someone in Australia knows what their size breasts are.
Someone
in the
who's
United
been
States
back and forth.
But there must be some woman who's bought bras in the U.S. and Japan and in Australia that can tell us that. Because this friend of mine cares. Maybe no one else does. I care a little bit just because it has the word bra in it. Let's take another phone call.
You want to go to line five? Let's talk
I want to just say before we get going on this that we have calls on Mardi Gras, calls on the Grateful Dead, and calls on Richard Feynman.
That's right.
If
it's
you
a
need
good
to know
day.
Anything else, you need to know anything else about Free FM, that answers it all. Who we got on the line here?
Let's talk to Tim.
Hey Tim.
Tim's on.
Yes. How you doing, Tim?
Hey,
doing
Tim.
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. I was just listening to you about the Mardi Gras. I happened to be down there for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Halloween, and I was having the worst time of my life. I was sober, and the street smelled like piss, and people were throwing up, and I was just scared. I wanted to go back home.
And where do you live?
And I live in a bad part. I live in Paterson, New Jersey, and it's pretty bad out there. And I was scared in New Orleans.
But the question is, now Amy's solution was the next time she goes, she's going to go drunk. Is your solution to get drunk or not go?
No, I tried getting drunk while I was down there, but people were too gone drunk already. While I was there, everybody was throwing up already. So
you
I
couldn't catch
time.
Up. You couldn't catch up.
Yeah, I can't
with
the
Gmail here.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Right.
Mardi Gras without alcohol is like Chuck Norris without a roundhouse kick. That's from Tom. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. I guess that's true. We get another call. Isn't there a Grateful Dead guy we want to take?
There is. There are a couple of Grateful Dead guys. Let's see. Here we go. Line six.
It's 866-313-FREE.
We have Barry on line six. How
hey,
about
Barry.
That?
What's up, man?
I have seen the Grateful Dead sober.
Yeah. And did you like them?
And I loved
were they sober or you were?
I was sober.
Okay.
Yeah. I loved
And
them.
You loved them?
I loved them.
Now, I want to go by definition of sober. I mean not high in any way, right? I'm not just saying
alcohol. I was too young.
You're too young. And yeah, you loved him. What'd you like
dad.
About him?
What?
What'd you like about him?
The music.
Yeah, the music. Okay, but it wasn't the scene then. It wasn't the whole
It was interesting to me. I was like 12.
Uh-huh.
So it was definitely nothing I'd ever seen before.
Have you been since?
Oh, yeah. And
but not sober.
I've seen them not sober.
Yeah, okay.
It is much better when I'm not sober.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's good information. That's not really control group because he was 12.
Right.
And just being in the. Had you been to other rock shows before?
Yeah, I've been to a couple Allman Brothers shows, too.
When you were 12?
When I was 12.
Uh-huh. Wow. But the Grateful Dead was something different than the Allman Brothers to you.
Oh, yeah. Allman Brothers crowd's much older.
Right, but I mean the music for a 12-year-old kid, the music. Because the Allman Brothers have a little bit more harmonic complexity to me than the Dead when they start out.
Musically a little more advanced.
Yeah.
I would say.
Okay, man, thanks a lot. There's somebody.
You know,
all you got to do is find one black swan. You don't need a lot of them. You can listen to the Grateful Dead sober. You know, I'm a huge Velvet Underground fan.
Right.
And there have been articles that have said the Velvet Underground is strictly, a heroin band and strictly a drug band. I've seen the Velvet Underground. I was president of the Velvet Underground fan club. I mean, I literally was that. And when I met Lou Reed, and I told him that I'd never had a drink or any drug in my life, recreationally, Lou said to me, "So you're the guy, so when he has those arguments when he has the." I just did Lou Reed's voice, sounding like Springsteen. He said, "So you're the guy, So there is one." Mm-hmm. Is there someone that says they've seen hundreds of Grateful Dead shows?
Yeah, we do. We have on line 10. We have Ted on line 10.
Hey, Ted, what's up, man?
Hundreds of Dead shows.
Hey, I quit counting at 300. Uh-huh. I spent 10 years following the Dead around and saw probably about a third of them straight.
Really? About a third of them? Why those third straight? You couldn't score or what?
No, I was the unusual head who actually had a job.
Okay.
If I had to travel back, if I had to drive, I didn't want to be electric when I hit the road.
Okay, but you would be totally, absolutely straight ahead sober.
The judge.
Wow.
And what made you such a deadhead for 10 years? You're no longer a deadhead?
It was an obsession, but it was pleasant.
Uh-huh.
I liked the scene. It was very nonviolent. It was nice to be around that many people and not have the, people fighting and being ugly to each other.
Well, that's all true. That was true at the Grateful Dead show that I went to. It was even the Hell's Angels backstage were nice. It was very.
That was probably a little before my time. The Angels were out of it by the time I was there.
But
I've been to New Orleans sober too. I don't think I'd do that again.
Well, thanks a lot, man. Thank you.
No problem. Like the show. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks a lot. Well, that's great. That's great. But I also like that. So New Orleans sober is harder than the Grateful Dead sober. That's an important question that I'm sure a lot of people were dying to have answered, is which one of those is easier. We didn't get any juggling news today.
No juggling news today. Very important
juggling news. Jason Garfield almost has...
I think you said that yesterday. I don't think that's cutting edge news.
But he's written me like 5 emails since then. So I should pretend there's some.
I believe the Chris Bliss site is down at this point, so either we've flooded it or
destroyed it.
He's destroyed it. One of the two.
he's finally embarrassed by it, so he's deleted every copy. Well, we're going to do a big thing when he says he'll have it done by Thursday. We'll give the URL out, although it won't be nearly as big as Shock Absorber. Shockabsorber.co.uk. We're on Free FM, man. What could be better than Free FM? 866-313-FREE 3733. And the bosses at Free, if anything is like it usually is, the big cheeses at CBS will just drop me an email that goes, "Great shows." There's nothing like, "Okay, enough with the shock-o-meter." None of that. They're very, very cool. We talk about whatever we want on Free FM, whether it's Muslims, breasts, or bacon and a kiss. We cover it all right here.
You want to take the Richard Feynman call?
Sure. We're not talking about Richard Feynman, but let's talk about Richard
Feynman.
We should
find out what the call's about.
Sure.
Line 13, we have Bonnie on line 13.
Hey, Bonnie, what's up?
Hey, I actually met you really briefly when you came to Bryant Park to do the reading for Sock.
Oh, yeah.
And the only reason I came was because I have a huge crush on you, and I sat front row by myself after my exam just to, and I read the book after, but just to see you and meet you.
Well, what a good thing to
say. I ended up getting duty taking pictures of people.
You had to give you what?
I ended up getting the duty of taking pictures of a bunch of people who crashed.
Oh, that's right, because people wanted to take pictures of me as I was signing.
When she said she was alone in the front row, does that mean there was no one else in the front row, or she was there by herself?
No, I was by myself. I was wearing a Viva La Reagan Revolution t-shirt.
Hold on a second. She was describing what she was wearing.
All right,
turning into phone sex, and you're trying to make some stupid, "Was she alone in the front row" joke.
I'm sorry.
Now tell it slow. What were you wearing?
I was wearing a really short navy skirt with a pair of sandals and a Viva La Reagan Revolution bright red t-shirt.
I remember you. I do remember you.
and I was 22. And I had like, the biggest crush on you.
Wow. This is great.
And I was like, I totally wanted to ask you to hang out with me. And I'm like, he's totally not going to hang out with me.
I totally would have, but I wouldn't use the word totally.
Okay, I'm nervous, but I wouldn't.
Okay, that's
totally.
All right. What do you want to say about Richard Feynman?
I'm a Richard Feynman fan, so.
You're a big Feynman fan? Did you ever meet Feynman?
Huh?
Did you ever meet Feynman?
No, I'm 24.
She's 24. She probably missed him.
So he was...
Well, I mean, you know, she would have been 8 or 9.
Yeah, I guess
he was dead but before I could have met him.
That's not true, I think. When did he die?
Technically.
I was like 4.
You would have met him at 4, yeah. Man, that's... Feynman's been dead that long, huh?
Meeting Feynman at 4 would have been a waste of time.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
it's an
so.
Ice cream cone for your eye, baby.
Well, I just get a lot warmer in here with the short skirt and the Reagan Revolution red shirt. I remember
it was a Che picture on it. It's like a Reagan picture, but like in Che style.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
That's so cool.
I remember it. There you go. You're covered. Well, cool. Did you like the book, Sock? Did you like it?
I did. But you know what? You're right. I was totally in your head. And I was, like, so happy I was tall for the first time. I'm like, I'm so glad I'm 5'10". Maybe I have a chance.
So you're saying 5'10", short skirt, t-shirt,
and I have really long hair.
22 years old. You know, if are you sure you're not going to the service? We can pretend you're Mario, fly you out here.
We didn't pay for Mario's flight, but we'll get her donuts. Yeah, our crew is saying they'll buy donuts.
Yeah, the crew's jumping in, they'll buy donuts. Well, next time you're in the front row...
I'm like, I love your show. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
There's a guy, let me just tell you this, Bonnie. There's a guy whose full-time job it is to listen to what we're saying and to make cuts. So the fact that you said the name of our TV show, just what's called Dump It, it'll be gone. You don't have to worry at all. So you just talk freely.
That poor guy hasn't had any work in a few days.
I know.
You're pretty good.
Yeah.
I was afraid he'd lose his job. We haven't been swearing at all.
Well, thank you.
I also heard you mention Feynman before, and I was like, that's so cool. He knows Feynman. And I was like... I wanted to call you last week on that.
I would so like to be able to say that I was a friend of Richard Feynman's. I talked to him on the phone probably 4 times, and I went to dinner with him twice, and we met at various functions. And I don't think I can really say friend in good conscience, but I was around him. I was with him one-on-one and would almost faint every time. And I remember once I had... Richard said, call me with any question you have. So I, you know, didn't really finish high school. I graduated high school on a plea bargain. And so I don't have a lot of background. So I was reading this book on physics, and I had this really tough question and couldn't get through to my friend Rob Pike. So I called Feynman and asked him like a first-year physics question so I could keep reading this book. And, man, when Feynman's explaining something to you, you understood it, man. He was just absolutely the best, and was a huge fan of magic, and saw the Penn and Teller show like I think 3 times, maybe 4.
Wow. Oh,
and
so
once
cool.
He brought, like, I think he had 6 Nobel laureates with him. So it was the greatest thing in the world. One night at our show, we had 6 Nobel laureates. Another night at the show, we had Iggy Pop, David Bowie, Lou Reed, and Andy Warhol
so cool.
On the same night. So, I mean, that is, those are the two of the greatest days of my life, counting this one where I have a very clear image of you, 5'10", in the short skirt. Oh, yeah! They're doing mime in the other room. How could I miss this? And did you go to the shock absorber site?
No, I didn't. I'm not in front of a computer.
Okay, when you are...
I'll call back tomorrow and tell you.
Okay, or penradio@gmail.com.
Okay.
Write a Gmail in, or call tomorrow, whatever you want, and
whatever,
tell us
I'm sorry,
where
yeah.
you fit.
I'll email you. I'm sorry.
On the shock. No, call in too. It's just sometimes we don't get to phones, but we always read every single Gmail. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bonnie.
Oh,
be still my heart. Be still my heart. Wasn't that great? Wasn't
that
wonderful?
Pleasant, yes.
Okay, so that's it. We're wrapping it up for today. Happy birthday to my wife, Emily. And I'll be in to see you very shortly, Moxie. She's on as this is the show. And this is Penn Jillette and Michael Goudeau on Free FM.